New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Ooh, for coming by. Happy Thursday to you on this 18th day of April, year of our Lord, 2019. My name is Tom Sullivan. It's one of those days where there is this massive, massive, massive news story and not much else, but it is taking up all of the news cycle today. And, of course, we're talking about the Mueller report. So I know you haven't had a chance to read it. It's 400-plus pages, I think 428 pages long, and it's going to take a while to go through. But I don't know what you've been watching, following. Maybe you're at work, you're busy, you don't have time to do any of that. So for those of you who haven't had a chance to follow along, and for those of you who missed the morning news conference with Bill Barr, we'll give you a full rundown on all of this. But I think there are some things in here that are just they're interesting, to say the very least. First of all, there are two volumes of this Mueller report. Volume one has to do about collusion or conspiracy. In other words, Mueller was told, "Hey, go find out if what the Russians did regarding the interference with our campaign in the presidential campaigns in 2016, and was there any coordination, conspiracy, collusion, anything, any sort of C word that you want between anybody on the Trump campaign and the Russians." That's volume one. Volume two is about obstruction of justice. I'll tell you now, looking through the report, volume two about obstruction of justice is very lightly redacted. There is not a lot of redaction there. The first volume about Russia is more heavily redacted, but not, I mean, there's still a lot there that you can read, but I think the parts that are redacted are due to the fact that there are still a couple of open investigations and a couple of open trials, Roger Stone for one. And, of course, everybody knows that his the accusations against Roger Stone have to do with his involvement with WikiLeaks and WikiLeaks' involvement with Russia and all of that. So that still has some redactions, and I think it probably has a lot to do with the Roger Stone trial. So, and that's not going to take place until the fall. So that's just going to sit around for a while. So it's interesting to look through this, and I suspect that you will look through this with your political lens coloring whatever you read out of this. For those of you on the left, you're going to find this very damaging. For those of you on the right, you're going to find it totally exonerates President Trump. So I think, I don't know if you can put your political glasses down and just look at it. What I've been trying to do today is go, well, if that was me, if I was the one that they were investigating, would they give me a pass? And I think on volume one about Russia, I think it's pretty clear that they cannot find any criminality. They can find lots of things. They can find lots of people from the Trump organization that dealt with or talked with or met with Russians, but they can't find criminal behavior. They can't find something that is prosecutable. They found all kinds of stuff, but they did not find something that they could go to court and prosecuted under the law. So this is, remember, we're talking not about a political document. We're talking about a legal document. And when you hear about Bob Mueller and how Bob Mueller was the worst person ever for those of you on the right when the investigation was ongoing. And now a lot of people on the right are going, oh, I'll tell you what, that guy's really smart. I mean, you know, he's by the book. And so it's also kind of humorous to watch the people switch sides. And the people on the left now go, I'll tell you what. And they were praising him. Oh, he has the biggest integrity ever. And now they're going, I'll tell you what, this is rotten. Well, this is all wrong. They wanted to see Donald Trump do a perp walk, take him out in handcuffs. Not going to happen. So, if you can, put this in the view of what would happen if you were being accused of these various crimes. And I've just made a bunch of notes. I've got a bunch of media that are saying this is what we know so far. So we can go through a lot of these things. Here's New York Times. Says, number one, Mueller examined about 10 actions by President Trump to determine whether he sought to obstruct justice, but could not reach a conclusion. He found a concerted effort by Russia to try to interfere in the 2016 election, but Mueller established no criminal conspiracy between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. This is the New York Times. Okay, so we got that. Number two on the New York Times list of things they know so far, the report detailed conflicts within the White House. When Mr. Trump learned of Mueller's appointment, he slumped in his chair and said, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm bleeped. So there's a lot of back and forth about President Trump and Don McGahn, the White House, former White House counsel, and that McGahn is just one of the characters that was ordered to do something by the president and refused to do it because they thought it was wrong. So I don't know whether they looked at President Trump and said, well, the guy's not schooled in politics. He's not a lawyer. He's used to getting his way. He orders whatever he wants done. So, I mean, we got to give him, we got to protect him from himself so he doesn't violate the law. But he doesn't know what he's asking is going to violate the law. That's one theory. The other theory is Donald Trump is no dummy, and he didn't care, and he wanted stuff done that was so I don't know how you that again that gets into the partisan view. New York Times, number three, Attorney General William Barr preempted the release of the report in this morning's news conference, at times sounding like a defense lawyer. Been a lot of criticism about that this morning. He made no criticism of the president, instead offered an understanding interpretation of actions that Mr. Trump's critics have said amounted to obstruction of justice. So they're yelling at Bill Barr for being the president's lawyer rather than the nation's lawyer. Number four, there are 14 spinoff inquiries from Mueller's investigation disclosed in the report. I thought this is interesting. 12 of the 14 were redacted because of concerns that if the details were released, they could harm continuing investigations. And I've said this now ever since we heard that Mueller's report was done almost a month ago. And I said, this isn't over. That there's other, the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., U.S. attorney in Alexandria, Virginia, U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, all are dealing with investigations which are still ongoing. We don't know what they have to do with. We've got, of the 12 of the 14 that were redacted, the two that remained were potential wire fraud and federal employment law violations involving Michael Cohen. And the other one is the latest indictment against Gregory Craig. Greg Craig was the former White House counsel under President Barack Obama. He's accused of lying to investigators and concealing the work he did for a pro-Russian government in Ukraine. You got that. Those two we know about. But there's 12 more that we don't. And I suspect we will some of them will go to fruition. Others, the investigations may lead to nothing. And we'll never, ever hear about them. Because if they lead to nothing, you don't talk about it. Number five in the New York Times list of things they know. Mr. Barr said that collusion with WikiLeaks, which published the Democrat email stolen by the Russian government, would not have been criminal. And that goes back to the New York Times, Daniel Ellsberg, Pentagon Papers, a media organization that publishes stolen materials is not guilty of a crime unless they helped to steal the material. So the New York Times did not help Daniel Ellsberg break into the Pentagon files to pull out documents that call the Pentagon Papers. So the New York Times was not prosecuted. Well, WikiLeaks, as long as they did not actually do the hacking, that Russia did the hacking of the DNC and Hillary's emails and all of that, then WikiLeaks would not be charged with a crime. But I don't know if that's going to stay. Number six, Mr. Trump claimed vindication. But there's a lot here that is doesn't look good. But that's what we'll probably spend most of our time talking about that today. Number seven, Democrats are lashing out at Bill Barr. And that's where we are. So fire away your observations, your comments, your reaction to the Mueller report, as much as we know. And I've got many more items to go over with you. So phone number here, 855-295-6600. We've waited 2 years for this moment. We now have it. Your reaction, 855-295-6600.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom.
Okay, so 2 years, $30 million, and 400 pages later, we have ourselves a Mueller report. And I mean, it's a lot to digest, but I've got a lot of notes here. The New York Times has their list. Everybody has a list. Your list, you can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Sandy Smartass starts off by saying, the Demwits have too much invested in condemning the Donald to let it go. Expect many more attacks on both Barr and the Donald in coming days, because that's all the Demwits have. Phil Malin. The big thing I don't get is the obstruction. Help me understand how trying to obstruct but being blocked is not obstruction. I'm right there with you, Phil. You don't have to be successful in obstructing justice to be charged with obstruction of justice. All you have to do is try. If you try to obstruct justice, whether you're able to or not, I think I'm jumping ahead here, but Phil, I like your question. I think the reason why they did not charge the president was because of the fact, if you are Bob Mueller and you are a by-the-book guy, and the book, which is not law, but it's treated like law, it's an opinion from the Office of Legal Counsel in the Department of Justice that says you can't indict a sitting president. So I think that's why they got all this information about what he did. I think you or I would be charged. I think they did not charge Donald Trump because of the fact he's the president. There's no point in doing it because you can't charge him, according to DOJ. Gordon Spear says, if this was written about an ordinary person, that person would be serving a minimum of 10 years in Club Fed. I think you're right. I think this fact that they will not indict a sitting president has made all the difference in the world between you and me. Droid chimes in. He doesn't like Trump, never has. He says, I think the biggest take from the Mueller Trump report is Trump tried to obstruct justice many, many times. Why did he do that? I also think it's very important we acknowledge a foreign country did infiltrate our elections. It's not a matter to push aside. Thank you, Droid. That's the big part about all of this, which many of us are forgetting, is a foreign adversary tried to interfere in our elections. And I wish the report spent more time on what they did. All it gets into is, did they coordinate with anybody in the Trump campaign, and was there obstruction of justice? But I'd like to see what they found out about what did they do? Where did they go? What did they try? How far did they get? William Stuber says, waste of time and money. A man, a few words. Reynolds Starr, president repeatedly attempted to obstruct justice. That is a fact. No criminal collusion, but they were sure happy to receive help from Russia. Your president is a disgrace. Well, he's your president, too. Like him or don't like him. Harley's girl. No crime to obstruct. Trump knew it. I knew it. Anyone who thought there was still thinks there was. Well, that's well said. Anyone who thought there was still thinks there was. It's really just wishful thinking and Trump derangement syndrome. All right. 855-295-6600. Chris in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Tom. So I just wanted to make a quick comment. It doesn't matter what's in the Mueller report. Just like the people that you were just reading their comments, that last is you're going to believe what you're going to believe. So Mueller could have came out and totally vindicated Trump, and the Democrats would have been like, oh, whoa, no, they're covering it up, or vice versa. Mueller could have totally come out and said Trump's guilty as heck, and the Republicans would have been crying foul. So you're going to believe what you're going to believe. I personally believe that Trump did nothing wrong. So,
well, read the report. I'll go through the because they say there's 10 things that he attempted to obstruct justice. And then you have to go through on those 10 things. Did he attempt to obstruct justice because he knew that he was obstructing justice, or did he just do what Donald Trump has done most of his 72 years on Earth, which is bark out orders and commands? I think that was most of it. I think his people realized that what he was asking for, you can't do, and they protected him. But I'm not saying the man's dumb. I'm just saying he didn't know that he had to change his behavior. He no longer was running the Trump organization. All right, Chris, thank you. We'll be right.
Primetime, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Primetime it is. A lot of tweets coming in. Ann Anderson. Ann doesn't like Donald Trump at all. But this is exactly what the last caller was talking about. She writes, proves what was already known. Trump is a proven serial liar and obstructionist. This is beyond left or right. Trump is an embarrassment to the American way. We should all be ashamed to allow him to remain in office. Well, Ann, you bring up the ultimate question, which I've been asking on my Facebook page, which is, what happens next? And I will bet you large lunch at a drive-up window that Jerry Nadler will continue to push for investigations after investigations after investigations. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Nancy Pelosi is a lot smarter than the average Democrat in Congress because she keeps downplaying this whole idea of impeachment. Because what Mueller did was he said, all right, on the Russia thing, there's nothing there. I've looked, there's nothing there. On the obstruction stuff, and this is where the president gets it wrong, in my humble opinion, He keeps writing no collusion, no obstruction. No. There was a lot of attempts to obstruct, but his staff would not do it. Numbers of, you should read this. There's some great stories about this in the report. So was there obstruction? You bet. Tried to anyway. But you can't indict him for obstruction. So what's going to happen, I believe, what's going to happen next is Nadler is going to keep doing the investigations. They don't want to start impeachment, but they need something to make Trump look bad. And so between now and November of 2020, this is all this is about. The investigations will continue. So the question then comes down to, will that alienate voters? President Trump has had his day before the special counsel, and the special counsel has not indicted him for a single thing. Nothing. So is this just going to look like sore loser Jerry Nadler going, I have to, I mean, Ann Anderson, I appreciate, I know people that say the same thing as you. They can't stand Donald Trump. They want him out of office. And I keep saying it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. And your first shot at it will be November of 2020. But I think this will. I think Jerry Nadler continuing the investigations. Nancy Pelosi is not going to allow an impeachment to start, in my humble opinion. That's my guess. Because she was there when the Republicans did it against Clinton. It did not work out well. And I think she remembers that well, and she's not going to let these other people make fools of themselves. So they will try to continue to do investigations. Will that be a turnoff to voters and say, all you're doing now is just harassing the guy? And why don't you work on something that maybe fix my health insurance or fix the border or do something? But get off your Trump derangement system syndrome. 855-295-6600. Quentin in California. Hi, Quentin. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Tom. I'd like to say that I'd have to say that it doesn't matter if there was a obstruction of justice at all, because if the fake dossier and all the fake investigation didn't go on in the first place, he never would have been in that situation in the first place.
Well, and I hear you. I hear you, but I don't know. I think they were going to do something to try to figure out. I mean, if you read the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text messages, they were going to start something to try to get an insurance policy to keep him from A, being elected, and that didn't work, so B, to try and get him thrown out of office. I mean, if it wasn't Russia, they were going to have something else. I truly believe it.
If anything, I would have to say they should be charged with a obstruction of the presidency or whatever.
Yeah, Bill Barr said he's going
to... We voted for him to be in there. We didn't vote for them to get him out of there.
Right. And everybody, the Ann Andersons of the world and everybody else who can't stand him, I'm sorry, but enough people do like him to where, you know, I didn't care for Obama being in office either, but you accept it. The people voted.
Even if he gets another term, you know what, after that, I hope Mike Pence runs, and I'm going to vote for him too.
Well,
so
that rarely happens. George H.W. Bush was, I think, the only vice president to actually get elected president. We'll have to wait and see.
That's what's going to
happen. Yeah. Hey, yep. Don't go away, Quentin, because you brought up this whole thing about the dossier and all that. In this Mueller report, it's very fascinating to read about the investigators in the Mueller's office chased down this whole business about the salacious tapes about some prostitutes and all that in hotel rooms and in Moscow, and there's tapes of it. What Mueller found out was that these rumored compromising tapes did not exist. And what happened was a guy texted Michael Cohen and said to him, hey, we've got tapes, compromising tapes of Donald Trump. You might want to know about, I don't know if he asked for money or what he was texting Cohen for. So Cohen went and told Donald Trump, hey, this guy in Russia that I know through somebody else says they have compromising tapes of you in a Russia hotel room. So it kind of puts into place the mindset of Donald Trump going, oh, man. So then Jim Comey, what was it, the first or second day that Donald Trump was in office, goes in and says, oh, by the way, we hear there's compromising tapes of you over in Moscow. So he's getting this double end of it. And the Mueller report details all of this. And they chased this guy down who had texted Michael Cohen. They found him and brought him in and interviewed him in Russia and said, what about these tapes? And he says, there are no tapes. It was all fake information. There are no compromising tapes. But that's the kind of depth that Mueller went to find out was there or was there not. And now we know there wasn't, which goes to your point about that's one of the things they used in order to start the investigation. And it was fake. So we'll see. Somebody gets in trouble for that.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, that's the kind of little nugget in here that you'll find out information that we've been, you know, debating for the last couple of years, and we finally found out, nope, that was absolutely false. So anyway, got anything else?
That's why I say that they should still, you know, they should be charged for filing false police reports kind of thing, or, you're putting incriminating evidence that ain't there.
Well,
and
so supposedly,
any one of us would be prosecuted.
Yes, and apparently they do have their Department of Justice now has their sights on Christopher Steele. Now, since he's a foreign citizen, I don't know what they're going to do to him, but apparently somebody's looking at, he's under the microscope. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they don't charge him with something. Because he's the one who created the false report. So, all right, Quentin, thank you. Appreciate the call. 855-295-6600. Yeah, there's things like that in this report that are, it's Mueller telling a story about how they chased this guy down. 855-295-6600. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
Okay, back to Twitter. Kevin Beauregard sends me a tweet. Disappointing that all the time and money spent on this, and we're still arguing over if Trump did something illegal or not. Yeah, and it's mostly because Mueller cleared Trump and the Trump campaign, cleared him 1,000% on collusion. There wasn't any. Made it very clear. Could not find any criminal behavior. On the obstruction, he left it hanging, and Bill Barr was basically given the job to be the prosecutor and say, no, there was no obstruction of justice. But I think it's really, really clear that what Mueller did, he laid out a pathway, a real map for Congress, because he realized that as a federal prosecutor, you can't indict a sitting president. So he said the only course of action for if you were a federal prosecutor and you thought that the president did something wrong, did not do something wrong, kind of, I mean, it looked like what Mueller said was Trump came right up to the line of obstruction of justice, but did not go over the line, right to it, but not enough for me to recommend prosecuting him for obstruction of justice. So he lays out kind of like Jim Comey did with Hillary. I'm not going to indict Hillary, but boy, she did this wrong and that wrong and that wrong and that wrong. She was careless. She did all the. That's kind of the feel I get out of this report of what I've read so far is that, well, Trump did not commit obstruction of justice, but man alive, he came really close. Let me give you the 10 times, 10 times that he came really close. And so if somebody continues to keep trying to obstruct justice but doesn't do it to the point where it's illegal, you kind of got a feel for what is in the head of the person doing this. So he was trying, and I'll go through it with you, trying to squash the Mueller investigation. But he can't indict him for it. And he said he did not go across the line. And I think more than anything else, it was because of the fact that he had staff around him who knew, hey, you can't do that. And they were the ones who basically saved him from himself. So whether he knew it and did it anyway, or whether he was just the new kid on the block and did not know what the rules were about government officials, since he'd never been one, I don't know. That's for you to judge. But I think it's also, this is the map that he's giving to Congress, saying, not my job, but here are 10 things that if you want to start an impeachment trial, I did the work for you. Here are the 10 things that you can use. I think that's what he did. So then it comes over to Congress, and that's why I say Jerry Nadler has never been so happy about having cameras in front of him his whole life. If you'll notice, he always reads statements because he doesn't know how to, he's not very bright. So his staff, his lawyers, give him stuff to read. He reads it, and then he takes like two questions and leaves. So Nadler wants to keep the investigations going. It may be where this is not good and you will get tired. I know those of you on the right, the Trumpsters, you're already tired of Jerry Nadler. The people on the left, I don't know if they're going to go, you know, this guy seems like he's a sore loser. It seems like when the left was in shock when Donald Trump got elected, this can't be happening. It happened. And I think they're also in a little shock ever since the Mueller report was first announced almost 3 weeks ago, and they're still going, this can't be happening. No, Mueller was supposed to get this guy. And instead, he's given him total exoneration on collusion and not exonerating, but certainly not saying there was any crime committed on the obstruction. Then Nancy Pelosi is the one who's really going to have to figure out how to corral the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Because as you know, impeachment starts in the House of Representatives. That's where they are the prosecutors. And they may file an indictment against him in the form of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi says, no, we're not doing that. So we'll see who wins that battle in the among the Democrats in the House. And the reason, which I've told you all along, that Donald Trump is never going to be impeached. So for all of you that have been breathing heavily about that from day one, and I keep telling you it's not going to happen, is because of the fact that there's 53 Republican senators in the Senate. And the trial is held in the Senate. And you need 67 senators to vote for guilty. And that's not going to happen. So I don't know if you think this was just an exercise in futility or you think it was something that was needed to be done. I don't know how they're going to look in 20 years from now, what the history books are going to say about this whole Mueller investigation. 855-295-6600. Lane, welcome to the program. Hi, Lane.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing good.
I've listened to you since you were out here with Rush.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You have about a minute.
Okay, this whole Mueller thing was a waste of money. I think it's been the biggest scam that the Democrats have ever done. I just, you know, they hate Trump. they want him out. The Democrats don't like him because he's doing good things, and they'll do anything to get him out.
Yes. Yes, they will.
You know, and I think that Mueller was just a waste of money and time. They couldn't find anything, and they
let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Why was it a waste of time if Mueller just cleared him?
Well, he cleared him, but the thing was that he didn't do anything wrong.
The point is, if you are accused of robbing the bank, and everybody in town is saying, "Hey, you know Lane? You see that Lane guy over there? Yeah, he's a bank robber. He robs banks." You would say, "Wait a minute, how do I clear my name?" Well, with an investigation, they would either find out that you robbed the banks or you did not. I think this clears Donald Trump. I think this is exactly a gift to him. Without it,
well, yeah, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, it was just a made up thing anyway at the beginning. You know,
yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah.
He never did anything, and the Democrats made this up, and they were just trying to find a reason.
I'm sorry. I know everybody's saying that there was it was started with a false dossier. True, but I don't think that would have stopped them. They would have found 40 more ways to start some investigation. They would have had something that they would have created, some sort of event to give them an excuse to investigate him. I think this is a gift for Donald Trump. It clears him, and without having Bob Mueller, who everybody at one time was saying, what a stalwart of the community, he cleared Donald Trump. That's good news for Trump.